From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It appears there's some doubt now that a trove of data files stolen from Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone that it described as an Islamic State defector. The former IS fighter claimed he stole a memory stick from the head of the terror organization's internal security wing. The files are believed to hold information about more than 22,000 of the group's members, recruits, and sympathizers. Reports from Britain, Germany, and Syria say the files contain information about jihadists from 51 countries. But some Western intelligence officials and analysts contacted by VOA have raised concerns about the files, suggesting that genuine Islamic State information might be mixed with forged documents in order to drive up their sale price. U.S. defense officials say a key Islamic State operative captured by American forces last month has been transferred to Iraqi custody after providing the U.S.-led coalition with valuable information about the militant group's chemical weapons capabilities. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook called Sleyman Daoud al-Bakr Islamic State's emir of chemical and traditional weapons manufacturing. He said the information Daoud has provided helped airstrikes against Islamic State chemical weapons sites.
We feel good about the damage we've done to that program, to those capabilities. And again, it's going to inform our operations going forward.
The capture of the operative by a U.S. expeditionary force was reported earlier this month. This is VOA News.